So we're here downtown. I'm with
Matt Walljasper.
And you're kind of like a film sign detective.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it, yes. To figure out what's filming, you have to sort through a lot of clues. They don't really want civilians to come on the set, try to see their favorite celebrities, because everyone has a job to do. But you have those hundreds of people who need to get to the location, and the easiest way to do that is with a very low-tech sign system that the public won't necessarily know what it means, but those in the know can quickly get to their area without relying on GPS or directions, Google Maps, anything.
From what I've seen, these signs can vary a lot. I think I've seen some that have a few different letters, some that look like words. Is there any one surefire way to decode these signs?
Yes and no. Every production is going to do something a little bit differently. The best thing you can do, though, is know your production companies. Know who is shooting what, because a lot of times the code will have something to do with the production company. For example, Walking Dead down in Sonoy, they use the code SF, which stands for Stalwart Films, which is the production company that manages The Walking Dead. Get to know your titles of what is shooting in town, because in other times it'll be very simple, just the initials of the production. Alvin and the Chipmunks 4 is just AC4.
All right.
You found a sign.
Okay, so right now we are pretty close to the Capitol building, and we're looking at a sign, a yellow film production sign with 1159 on it. So what is this?
This is a pilot for the CW network called Cordone. Now, Cordone is a apocalyptic show. I thought that it had something to do with 1159, 1 minute till midnight. However, it turns out that it actually is the address of the production company, Bonanza Productions. So sometimes even things that make sense one way are just related to the production company.
So one thing that I've seen recently is a sign that has just an O with an arrow. Do you have any idea what that might be?
I actually have been trying to figure this one out all morning. I've put in some calls to some people I know, trying to figure it out, and the best information I can get right now is that it's reshoots for Ant-Man. However, I don't know. I thought it might be the third Ring movie, Rings, but I can't confirm that either. It's sometimes with these codes, you get to a situation where it seems like there's one, two, or even three productions that fit everything so perfectly. Maybe it sounds like the name, or maybe it sounds like a clever pun, or maybe it has something to do with a production company. And you just don't know. And the best thing in that situation is just to wait and watch.
With the signs, when companies are thinking about what code to put on them, what are they really going for?
They're going for something easy to remember, but that will also confuse the public just a little bit. There's a couple of different types of codes you may encounter. You have names that make sense for the production, name that makes sense based on the production company. You also have words that have absolutely nothing to do with the production. And these are for the bigger movies. The Hunger Games movies use this. Insurgent use this. What they do is they'll pick a word that you wouldn't know it had anything to do with. So when Insurgent shot here, their word was mineral. Mineral has nothing to do with that movie. And they're doing that again with Allegiant. The code is going to be Amnesia.
I mean, are film and TV companies just being a little paranoid? Do people really want to find these locations where they're filming?
I think so, yes. And this is not something unique to Georgia. This is something used globally by Hollywood to conceal their productions. I think it's not the issue so much of seeing a film set as it is meeting a celebrity. no matter what these films are, either the most popular box office blast or the biggest flop of the year, somebody in the city it's filming in is obsessed with one of the celebrities in it and really, really wants to meet them. If that person is disrupting filming by trying to get to that celebrity, well, it's going to cost you more money. And money in production is everything. The quicker you get your movie out, the cheaper you get it out. And the cheaper you get it out, the more money there is to be made on the back end when it actually is released.
Just to wrap up, you've already talked about a lot of different things. What are just some basic tips that you would give to someone who wanted to figure out what was filming in Atlanta?
Well, first and foremost, be respectful. If you're okay following that rule, drive around, know where to look. There's always a lot of signs on 75 in Chattahoochee. Downtown, there's usually a good amount. Midtown off of Peachtree, or honestly, the exits along the connector, you'll see a bunch. If anybody really wants to be a part of productions and really wants to start learning more about these signs, I suggest trying to be an extra. If you have a day or two, the pay's not great, but it's a lot of fun, and you'll learn a lot about how a movie is made and how those yellow signs get on our streets every day.